Psalm 23. That's our Bible passage this morning. So no matter what we are going through, there's an assurance that the Lord will help you.
Amen.
Say a better amen.
Amen.
Psalm 23. The Lord, I'm reading from New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Everlasting Father, we thank you. We bless you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Thank you for another beautiful time to be at your feet and to remind of ourselves of the importance of leaning on your everlasting arm. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This morning, O Lord, as your word comes forth, let it do something new in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let your word do something beautiful in the life of your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I pray for a listening ear, a discerning heart, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I commit myself into your hand. I will not speak about myself, but I will speak of your glory. I will speak of your mercy. I will speak of your love. And I pray that you will speak through me in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. And the title, short message, of this short message is, Your Unique Gifts. Your Unique Gifts. There are some gifts that God has given you that is unique to you. Amen.
Yeah.
I pray our gifts will not be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. In fact, that should be a memory verse that we should take home. Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Look at how New King James Version put it. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This one says, the version I have here, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to each and every one of us, each of us should exercise them accordingly. What is that gift that God has given to you? Do not hide it. That's the importance of this lesson this morning. So there is nothing more encouraging than to discover your purpose and to walk in it. You know, you must be able to discover what is your purpose in life. What I enjoy doing is not what you enjoy doing. What I enjoy studying is not what you enjoy studying. That is why we must be able to identify what is our purpose in life. And then we must walk in it. Yesterday, I was discussing some particular aspect of my life in my teenage years, you know, with my children at home. How I was in a 3-year school, you know, a vocational school, school of psychiatric nursing, I would call it, for 3 years. And we are being taught everything about the brain, how it functions, and how it can malfunction. Behavior, deep psychology. I still came out of that 3-year college still being influenced by the culture around me. I still came out of that 3-year college. In fact, it was going through the 3-year college, but the college never went through me. I still came out of that 3-year college believing that somebody can be caused, you know, through our native something, to become a madman. Let's leave that one apart. I still believe that when somebody is exhibiting madness, the true cure of madness is to cane that individual. Like, you know, in those days when we were young and you see some of these white garment churches leading some mentally sick people to various houses to beg for money. What do they usually have in their hand? They have cane. And even after 3 solid years of undergoing that scientific study, I still believe. And when I started practicing, I was still using it. Thank God it wasn't in America here. My name would have been removed from that register and I would have been dismissed from the job if it is in America here. You know. So, we must discover the purpose for our life. It was when I now entered into sociology that I now begin. Then my daughter said, no. Let me finish that story. My daughter said, no. You are just reading to pass. That is the problem. And it was true. Just cram it, pass the exam, get out of the place. That's all. Until I now came out, you know, and I have to rediscover the purpose of my life. And I went into sociology, and my eyes now became clearer. All what I was doing that I thought I was doing the right thing, then I realized that I was being foolish. We will not be foolish in the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. So you must discover your purpose and you must walk in it. Romans 8:28, for example. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You must be called according to his purpose. In Exodus 9:16, God told Moses to inform Pharaoh, who thought he was the most powerful man on earth. Anyway, when we look at it literally, Pharaoh was, as at that time. Egypt was a world power at that time. The country was an economic and military giant, just like the USA today. Yet, God told Pharaoh, but indeed, for this purpose I have raised you, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the truth. Another version says, but I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I may show you my power, and that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. May our purpose here on earth never be evil in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The purpose why Pharaoh was created was God to show his power in him. And it didn't end there. It went like that throughout the world of that time. To the extent that 40 years after, when the children of Israel appeared by River Jordan and they were to cross into Jericho, the people over there in Jericho were already dead, even before the children of Israel crossed over there. By the time Moses sent their spies, 2 spies, to go and see, it was not Joshua now, Joshua now sent 2 spies there to go and see before the place is overrun. Their host said, look, we have heard how your God dried up the Red Sea in your presence 40 years ago. That alone made the people. And if Pharaoh has not behaved the way he behaved, will the whole world have heard the story? Will God will have dried up the Red Sea? No. No. May we not be created for evil purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen. But what I want you to know is that if you are a true child of God, I want you to discern the purpose of God for your life. The purpose of God for our life is very clear and unambiguous. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, God said, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thought of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Parents, let us stop pushing our children to unnecessary things that they cannot do. What we have to do with the grace of God upon us, let us identify their strength and let us pray along with them to achieve their goals. I watched it was just a drama sketch, of a man who went to a medical school. And the father and the mother were so overjoyed, and they went to the graduation. Coming back, they were so happy, they were dancing. And the boy sits in the middle of mother and said, Daddy and Mommy, I have fulfilled what you want me to do. Yes, mother said, yes, you are a doctor, this and that. This is the certificate. I want to keep it. Now I want to pursue my own goal. Said, what? Said, I want to be a web designer. Can you imagine? The mother couldn't understand. In preparing this message, I read about a man in Russia and the parents forced him to become a medical doctor. And he said, apart from being a medical doctor, he hated the Russian system, in old Soviet Union. He hated it like no man's business. So in the process, he came for a program in Ivory Coast. Just all these international seminars we normally go for. And that was how he defected. He said when he appeared at the U.S. Embassy for a visa to come to America, they almost handed him over back to the Russians. But he said he resisted it. How he resisted it, I didn't know. I don't know. He said he resisted it because that would have been death penalty. And then he gave the date and the day of how he struggled, and he landed in New York with $25 in his pocket. He still went for residency in New York. He went for psychiatry. After settling down, he went for residency. This was in the 60s. Went for residency. But today, what is he doing? He is selling stocks on the Wall Street. And he said he enjoyed it more than any other thing. May you discover your purpose early in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We should not allow the enemy to convince us that we have been forgotten or we have been left over or that we have been left out. We are not made to sit on the sidelines. We have a destiny to fulfill. Nothing catches our God by surprise. If we pray to him and he answers, he is God. If he refuses to answer us, he remains the God Almighty. So God has therefore entrusted everyone with different gifts and different talents. That means you already have the ability, the creativity, the ideas that you need to flourish in what he has called you to do. There is something important that only you can accomplish for God. Philippians 4:13 reminded us. So I can do all things through Christ who... And then John 3:27 also remarked, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from where? From heaven. If that talent is not deposited in you, you can't do it. So what God wants you to be is already released into your life. May we recognize that purpose in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, let's look at many heroes of the Bible. They have humble beginnings, but some of them were also overlooked. David, for example, was the youngest of many sons. He was not even deemed qualified by the king to be the king. By the father, when Samuel appeared in the house and said, where are your boys? God has asked me to anoint one of them as king. David was not even thought about. Praise the Lord. Yet, he was destined to become the king. Moses has a speech impediment. No? Apart from the fact that it seems to have lost the value, you know, of what God created him to be. He knew it quite okay. He has it, the mother has already instilled it into him, that leadership quality with Egyptian power, one day I become the Pharaoh, I will free these people that are being used as slaves. He has it. But at the age of 40, he lost that vision. And he became a cattle rearer. And for another 40 years, he was roaming about in the desert. Until one day God called him. Even when God called him, he still complained. He said he had what? I have speech impediment. These people will not listen to me. But God chose him to deliver a nation. So it's not about where you start. It's about where you finish. This morning, I want us to be bold to follow our God-driven purpose and fulfill the destiny that he has for us. Let your talents be established for God. Preach the gospel with your excellent attitude. The way you relate to others, you know, or the way you relate to your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors, and so on and so forth, will also preach the gospel. The way you relate to your children and many people is that you come across, you know, will establish the purpose, you know, of God in your life. And these are unique gifts. If you don't have them, you cannot exercise it. This morning, brethren, I want you to reflect over your life and say, what are my unique gifts? Father, reveal them to me in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to know that, look, like what my wife who forwarded a piece on WhatsApp to me yesterday. He said, time zones. And one of the examples given was that of our present president, President Biden. Time zones. He was the youngest senator up to today. The youngest senator right now died is 33-year-old guy. But when he was sworn in as a senator, he was 29. Time zones. But by the time he was to become the president, do you know that he's still the oldest president ever sworn in America? Praise the Lord. Different time zones. President Obama retired as a president at the age of what? 55. Different time zones. Whereas Biden is coming up as president at the age of what? 78. 78. Moses, at the time, he would have said, well, I think I have had enough. 8 years. I need to retire. That was when he was called upon. And for another 40 years, he was a very strong religious, political, and military leader that everybody feared around. Their fear went across the entire world. Different time zones, different opportunities, different unique. When your own come, recognize it and take care of it. And may the Lord open our eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us arise this morning and we are saying, Father, I am thankful for the unique gifts that you have given to me. I am thankful for your plan to help me succeed in life. I am thankful, O Lord, that in all areas of my life, I'm going to be a success. Because of the unique gifts, for I operate within the gift that you have given unto me. Therefore, I shall be successful. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not outrun you. I will not overrun the will of God in my life. I will stay within my zone. I will achieve the purpose for which you have created me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give me strength and wisdom to live with joy. To live with joy and purpose. Many people come to this world, they are purposeless. And this is what I keep on warning our teenagers about. You must recognize your purpose very early in life. Parents, we must recognize the purpose for which our children are created very early in life and pray along with them. It's a tragedy for somebody to be going to college at the age of 18 and saying, I am undecided. What do you mean? Father, give me the strength, wisdom to live with joy. Recognize my purpose in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know, when you recognize your purpose for which God, everything will be very easy for you. Very easy. Very easy. I know a father who has his first degree at 29. 29, first degree. A son has a PhD at 28. Look at the gap. Purpose of life. The father was able to recognize that purpose in the son and then tailored him. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. And with the help of God, got his PhD in the hard sciences, not liberal sciences. I'm not saying those of us who have PhD in liberal sciences are weak. No. The boy had in the hard sciences, in the engineering field, at 28. Help me use the gifts to bless and encourage others. This gift that you have given to me, Father, let me be able to use it to bless and to encourage other people. Let me be able to use my gift to draw people to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Make my life a blessing. And let me become a blessing to others. Bless me. And let me become a blessing to other people. In the mighty name of Jesus. This unique gift that you have given unto me, as I exercise it, O Lord, I shall be blessed. And I shall become a blessing to other people. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, since we have gifts that differ according to, you know, to the grace given to us, the grace and the gift given to us differ from one individual to the other. Each of us must exercise this gift accordingly. It will be a tragedy if we bury our gifts. You will not bury your gifts in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, I just want to thank you. Your word has come out. Let us be able to recognize that gift that you have given unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us be able to use that gift to bless and encourage other people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let our blessings, our gifts, as we exercise them, bring more people to your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, O Lord, for every one of us struggling in one area or the other of our life, open our eyes to see the purpose for which you have created us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. No more struggle. Amen. No more struggle. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.